Let's face it, people have different sleep needs. While you love your partner, sleeping next to them might not always be the most comfortable. Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Maybe you prefer a firmer mattress and your partner needs something softer. Because of the individualized comfort that you get from Sleep Number Smart Beds, you and your partner will sleep better together. All Sleep Number Smart Beds feature cooling, pressure-relieving comfort layers for soothing sleep throughout the night. And their temperature balancing bedding is designed to move heat and moisture away when you're hot. When you're cool, they hold their energy to help warm you. The smart beds even automatically respond and adjust to your movements, so you sleep comfortably all night long. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com. /awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Hey guys, welcome back to We Met at Acme. This is episode 7, and we're here with Julia, who is a student in the city. Hey Julia.
Hi.
Thanks for being with us. Of course. So we're just going to talk today. We're going to start with just some basic topics that we've covered on each episode, and then just see where it takes us, and then some current debates that are also circulating as well. Right now, we have polls on our Instagram stories, and a lot of people have been participating in them, and the answers have been really interesting and eye-opening. So we'll start by going through the polls of the day and seeing Julia's stance on them.
From today.
Have you participated in them already?
I think so. I almost always do.
I love
it. I'm really into them. I love the polls.
So that one we can skip. Okay, what's a bigger compliment to you, that you're hot or that you're smart? What did you end up choosing?
I chose that I'm smart. Yeah. Because
you know you're hot.
Right.
Yeah, we discussed that.
I honestly, that was the thought that I had in my head. Right.
You know you're smart, but it's like you just don't hear that as often.
Right.
Because you're hot.
And also, like, you don't want to be complimented for something so superficial.
Mm-hmm.
And
totally.
Kind of irrelevant.
Totally.
So, yeah.
Do you think that you can tell if a guy is, like, into you for superficial reasons or not? Like, I often feel like I struggle with that.
I don't know if I've ever...
You know what I mean? Like, sometimes... I don't know. Sometimes people will say that to me when I'm, like, dating someone. They'll be like, are you sure he's in it for the right reasons? And then I'm like, what are the wrong reasons that, like, he thinks I'm hot and wants
ridiculous.
To fuck me? Like, that's a good thing either way, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I have that issue with, like, hooking up with guys.
Mm-hmm.
And then if I want to take it further, I'm like, he clearly just wants to hook up. And, like, this
right.
is not... going anywhere, like, he's just using me for sex. Mm-hmm. I've had that issue, but not dating.
How can you tell if someone's using you for sex? Like, if you, like, try to define the relationship and they're like, oh, I'm not looking for something serious.
Right.
Or, like, before that.
Or if they don't want to, like, do things.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's strictly, like, late night phone calls or,
right.
like, let's grab a drink and we're not, like, going to dinner or we don't
mm-hmm.
actually do anything, then, like, I'd say that's just a sex relationship.
Mm-hmm. We had a poll, like, a few weeks ago that basically said, who is the person who has to define the relationship, the guy or the girl? And I distinctly remember you said the girl. Why and, like, how and how often, like, how soon does that come up for you? Is it based on your feelings or just, like, actual facts? Like, oh, we've seen each other, you know, 8 times. Like, we should define the relationship.
I had this issue recently.
Mm-hmm.
And I said something to the guy
mm-hmm.
and I was like, I feel like you're making all of the rules.
Right.
And it's making me very uncomfortable
mm-hmm.
and I don't see why it needs to be that way
mm-hmm.
because I wanted to pursue it further and he wasn't ready. And I was like, I don't get why. I was like, I don't get why that's like immediately a reaction. Like, you didn't give this a chance at all.
Right.
And it was just, you just cut it. You were just like, there was no, I mean, maybe this was just a sexual relationship. This is like one of those situations where like he had no intention of taking this any further.
Right.
And I feel like so, that happens to me kind of often.
Mm-hmm.
It's a big issue that I have in my dating life.
So weird when a guy has his mind made up about that from the beginning. That's a creepy fucking thing.
It's
to
super
me.
Unfair. And it is
it's just
really
like, why
creepy.
Didn't you tell me that we were both signing up for this like strictly sexual relationship that maybe I'd be down for if I knew what the fuck it was from the beginning, you know?
Right. And I'm not down for that at this point in my life. I'm just not. I'm not. Yeah. I was fine having a casual thing, but I wanted it to be like just him and I. I didn't. Like, I don't want to be sleeping with more than one person at a time, and I don't want that person to be sleeping with other people.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm in school so much, and I have so much work, and I just don't have time to be, like, on the dating scene. And, like,
totally.
I like to have someone that, like, I can just chill with and, like, go to dinner with and then, like, have sex and, like, go to sleep, and it's casual. It didn't need to be a full-on relationship, but he was so scared. And I was like, all right. I guess that's the end of that.
Right. And how old are you, just for reference?
I'm 25.
Okay. So just guys out there, girls who are 25 are actually ready for a relationship. I just feel like guys like...
Guys that are 25 are not.
Guys that are 25 definitely are not.
Mm-hmm.
Guys 25 and below are not. Are you finding that you're going for guys your age or like older and like maybe that's the problem that they're too close to your age?
This is going to sound creepy, but I've almost always dated younger.
It's not creepy.
I don't know why it happens.
That's not creepy at all. Like, I mean, what is it for you that, like, is it, like, dominating them? Is it just, like, is there a specific attraction to a younger guy, or is it just, like, it happens?
Yeah, I've, like, tried to, like, psychoanalyze this and figure out, like, why I date younger. And now I'm like, oh, I'm studying to be a teacher. Do I like to take care of people? Like, does it have, you know, like, does it have something to do with that?
Yeah, my friend is the exact same way. She does the same thing. It's so funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So maybe it's that, but, like, I get very excited when I have an interest in an older guy because...
Because it's rare.
It's rare, and then I'm like, oh, maybe he'll actually be mature, and it'll go somewhere.
What's like older to you? Like what's the oldest guy you've dated?
Like actually been in a relationship with?
Yeah, or just even gone out on a date with, or like hooked up with.
Okay, the oldest person I've ever hooked up with. God, I'm going to regret this. It was 45.
That's not terrible.
And I was
19. That changes things.
Yeah, it was the only one night stand I've ever had.
Oh, okay. That's very interesting that you bring that up. That needs to be a poll question about one night stands. I've never had a one night stand before.
I've only had one and it was god awful.
Well, it wasn't like, we'll get into why, but tell me, like, tell us if you feel comfortable, like, the scenario, why you only wanted it to be one time. I'm assuming it was you that only wanted it to be one time.
Okay. So, the guy was an actor.
Mm-hmm.
I won't say who because I'm about to tell you, like, and I met him, I think it was, maybe it was, like, Met Gala or something. I don't know. Something was going on. So everyone was in the city.
Yeah.
Like actors. And I met him at Up and Down.
Standard.
And we made out.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, what was it called before Up and Down?
The Darby.
It was the Darby at the time.
The Darby was amazing.
Oh, wait. Did it go that way or the other way? Was it Up and Down first?
No,
or the
it
Darby
was the Darby
first
and then it was first. Up and Down.
Okay.
So
I met him at the Darby and we made out and then we went on one date and then I went home with him. Like, we went, fast forward, we went on one date. Mm-hmm. And then I went home with him, and I guess he used to do a lot of drugs. Mm-hmm. And I think he was in, like, pretending like he wasn't doing drugs, but he actually was. And mm-hmm. I think he had, like, a little bit of, like, a coke dick issue.
Oh, wait. So I need to understand coke dick, because I don't. I really don't. Like, I feel like it's pathetic that I don't understand it. But I just don't really have anyone that I've ever slept with that I feel like has suffered from coke dick, except potentially one of my exes, but I wouldn't have known it was happening. So what is it?
I don't know why it happened.
You just can't really get hard.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. You can't get hard.
So it's like
the
same as like drunk dick or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. It's the same. It's just equally as gross. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it was like I had such high expectations for this, like, really fun night, and then it was so gross. Like,
I'm sure he was so disappointed in himself, too.
Yeah.
Like,
this guy is big and hot and macho, and yeah. I was like, oh, this is going to be so fun, and it was not.
Oh, that's terrible. So you can never judge a book by its cover.
Right?
Sucks.
Yeah.
Especially, like, you're, like, I don't know. I mean, was it your one celebrity experience? Because, actually, that's funny. I've had a celebrity experience also.
Yeah, it was my one. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
I had like a similar, I guess it was my only one night stand. No, we hung out another time after that, but with a celebrity. And it is just nothing like it, like you think it's going to be ever. It's like the most overhyped thing.
Yeah,
ever.
Because they have this like.
They don't care about you at all. No. Also.
Like, so sad.
It's so sad. Like, I literally thought like I was like. That like we went to breakfast the next day, so like he totally cared, and then like he put me in a cab and he was like, I'm gonna text you. Never texted me, obviously. I literally was like, oh my god, he loves me. Like, I never heard from him again. Probably like the only like person that never hit me up again after we hung out, because he was a celebrity.
And you met him on Raya?
No, this was years ago. He was like famous in Boston, and I went to BU. And my friend was from Boston and grew up with him. So she was like, you need to meet this guy. And I was like, sure. I mean, he's hot and famous. And like, I'm in college.
Yeah.
And then I did. And he took me out. And he ended up staying over at my parents' house at the time. Like, because I was still living at home in the city. And then we went to Ura in the morning together. And like, one person recognized him. And I was like, oh my god, I'm so cool. You don't think you'd ever pursue?
I don't think I would ever pursue a celebrity or even have like an interest in dating a celebrity just because of all the attention they get. I'm too insecure for that. It just wouldn't work well for me.
Yeah, same. So that's so interesting that you even say that you're insecure at all, because I'm looking at you right now and just like paint a picture. Julia's like obviously very hot, and like I don't see anything that she could be insecure about. So like what
Thank you.
No, I'm not even trying to like lick your ass. Like I'm being serious. So like what are you, is it like other things? Like you just like because of the experiences that you've had with like past relationships.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, I've been very insecure in relationships mm-hmm. a lot of the time, and that's probably why they haven't worked out mm-hmm. for the most part.
But it seems like and this is me just guessing, like I feel like guys reach out to you all the time to like take you out, but you're not as interested in those people.
Yeah, I mean, I'm the type of girl that like wants what I can't have.
Right.
I was recently, kind of recently seeing someone. Mm-hmm. Really, really smart kid.
Yeah.
Like very ambitious, super motivated, works really hard. Mm-hmm. Someone that I would want to have a relationship with, but it would not happen because I think so highly of him that it makes me insecure. Mm. I don't think he ever like was able to get to really know me because I was so in my head every time we hung out.
Yeah, that's the worst.
It just didn't, it was never going to work because I couldn't get out of my own head.
So then don't you think that if you had that experience that you need someone that like makes you feel comfortable and like you're just not in your head at all? And don't you think that that might happen if it was someone that like you let pursue you? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because I was like, I had the same thought. And like, it's not even like I'm that much older. I'm only 2 years older. But I feel like now I'm able to like, this sounds so cliche, but like accept the love I deserve. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
No, instead no, you're
of
right.
being like, okay, like, yeah, it's more fun because like I feel like uncertain about it, you know? I actually had a really good conversation with my therapist recently where we were talking about butterflies and how it's actually not good when you have butterflies for someone because it comes from a feeling of like not knowing and like uncertainty.
Totally. My stomach would turn when I would hang out with this kid.
Yeah, that's not okay.
And I was like, I just felt like a fucking moron around him. Like,
right.
I just felt stupid all mm-hmm. the time because I would get like tongue-tied and I'd be so anxious the entire time.
Yeah. But the thing is, like, some guys do need like a little push in the right direction, you know?
For sure. Like, he doesn't have time for anyone else, right. and he doesn't want to make time for anyone else.
Mm-hmm.
So it was just, it was the most impossible thing to try to pursue.
Mm-hmm. Totally.
Yeah.
So what are some deal breakers or turnoffs for you when you're meeting a guy or first dating a guy?
Well, I heard you talk about this
yeah.
in a previous episode. The check thing.
The check.
Yeah.
Yeah. That, let's hear about your check
experiences. That made me cringe when you guys were talking about that because...
What happened?
Actually, okay, so I've had some bad ones, mm-hmm. but I have a girlfriend who had a really bad experience, and I was like, if you ever call him back,
yeah,
I will
right
have
now.
No respect for you.
Tell like, me, and then I'll share another friend's experience.
So I guess they went on a date. They went out for drinks or something.
Mm-hmm.
I'll just tell this quickly. Mm-hmm. He asked her to Venmo him.
No.
Over and over. And I was no. like, are you fucking kidding me? That's so disgusting. And like... No. Like,
no way.
Was it a date? Like, does that make it a date? I don't think that makes it
know.
A date
that's,
anymore.
It sounds like he should have just had her split it right then and there. Like, why ask to Venmo later?
Right. Right.
He would only, like, I've only heard of someone doing that if, like, let's say he tried to, like, fuck her after and she was like, no, I'm not down.
Right.
And then he was, like, spiteful and he was like, okay, then
maybe
Venmo me back
do
for
the
those
reach,
drinks.
You know, like, she didn't do, like, the... Shouldn't reach, so he didn't say anything, and then he felt like awkward.
Oh.
So then he like did it over text.
Oh, so he was like a little pussy about
right,
it.
Right, a huge pussy
that.
About
oh
it.
God, I hate that.
Unbelievable,
what a
like
loser.
Really unbelievable.
Yeah, no,
and the only reason I said yeah. the check is because I don't have any like things that really are deal breakers for
mm-hmm.
me. I don't like cigarettes,
mm-hmm.
and it like the smell just makes me really nauseous. I
mm-hmm.
used to smoke cigarettes.
Yeah.
So like cigarettes maybe, but even
yeah.
still, no. If I really like a guy, then I really like
right.
him. I don't have a type, so I don't really have things that are like
mm-hmm.
deal breakers.
Right.
The check is like kind of a ridiculous thing, but I just came to mind because you brought it
no,
up previously.
Of course. I was just arguing with my trainer about this the other day, and we were talking about how like he was like, "What if you really like the girl, but you like let her split it? Like, is she ever gonna call you back?" And I was like, no, because she's not going to think you like her because
right.
you let her split it, you know?
Yeah. I definitely think that that's true.
And then I had a guy friend who we both know. I'll tell you who it is after. And he took a girl out, and it was a pretty nice restaurant. I think it was like a really nice omakase place or something. And the bill came, and it was like... $600 or $700. It was expensive. And he didn't see her doing this. He was like, he went to the bathroom or something, and she had taken a picture of the bill to send to her friends.
Oh, what a creepy thing to do.
To be like, look how much he spent on our date. Like, and he caught her.
Like, that's important.
He fully caught her because I don't know if he saw her or he was like going through her photos with her later, but... And he was like, what is this photo? And is this our bill?
That's over.
So over.
So fast.
So
that's
over.
That's really a weird thing to do.
So,
that should be
so
not relevant.
So fucking weird. Let's talk about hygiene. Is that a big thing for you with guys? Sometimes I feel like guys are just smelly naturally, and like there's only so much they can do, but like a smell is just gonna like come out of something eventually, you know?
Yeah, no, hygiene's huge for me. Yeah. I wash my hands 50 times a day. Mm-hmm. I just, like, things gross me out. I don't know. So,
okay, so let me give you a scenario, actually.
Yeah. Yes.
You really like this guy, and you guys are on, like, your third or fourth date. You're getting intimate, and you're in your room, in your bed, and he takes off his socks, and his feet reek. But, like, everything else about him is perfect. What would you do in that situation?
I would tell him. I don't have, like, a problem like that.
What would you say?
I'd be like, your feet fucking smell. Like, we need to clean. I have, like, spray for my sneakers. I'd probably help him out and, like, spray them for him. Like, yeah. I'm weird like that. I'll give him socks.
But what if he's, like, don't you think he'd be sensitive? Like,
yeah, I'm not good about that. I'm really not good about that.
Like, I would be so scared of hurting their feeling. And then also, like, I'm so, like, not, like, critical, but more, like, helpful that, like, I would be, like, instead of, like, your feet smell, I would be, like, have you tried, like, changing your socks every day? And then, like, maybe, like, making sure you're wearing different shoes and then, like, smelling your shoes to make sure, like, it's not the shoe, it's, like, the sock, whatever, you know? And then, like, they'd be
No, I definitely try to help them, but I'm not very, like, I would want someone to tell me. That's how I feel about it. Like, if a guy was dating me and my socks, like, and shoes smell, I'd hope they'd tell me.
But wouldn't you know? Like, don't we
have noses? I would, yeah, you know? Right.
I feel like...
I don't know, guys are a little, weird. Like, guys ignorant are, yeah, to smells and things, I feel like.
They smell.
Yeah.
So true.
I'm trying to think if I ever had a problem like that.
But it wouldn't be a deal breaker, smelly feet.
No.
The other day we did a poll about a guy warning a girl before he comes, essentially. Do you think that that's absolutely necessary?
Like, warning? How?
Okay. Like, let's say you're giving a guy head. Obviously, like, he has to warn you when he's going to come, right?
Right.
But let's say you're having sex with a guy and, like, you haven't really talked about, like, whether or not you're on birth control and, like, whether you're wearing a condom or not, which you should be. Everyone should be wearing condoms.
Yes.
Do you think there needs to be a warning, like, oh, I just came? And the reason is not because of even, like, pregnancy as much as it's because, like, you don't want to keep fucking, like, someone who's now soft.
I'm trying to think. Has anyone ever... I mean, yeah. Guys, I've been warned.
I wouldn't say warned as much as, like, told. I don't know. Warned sounds, like, scary.
I think it's helpful and it'll make it less awkward if you get, like... If you're told that like, oh, I came, instead you think that it's, like, still happening, that's kind of uncomfortable. I don't think it's entirely necessary.
Yeah.
Unless they're going to, like, hit you in the face with it or something.
Okay, so then let's talk about a scenario. I'm putting you in a scenario right now. So you're dating a guy. You really like him. He really likes you. And you have sex. And, like, pretty soon after the sex starts, it, like, ceases to happen because his dick starts to be soft. And so you're thinking, like, did he just become soft because of something I did, or, like, what, I don't know, whatever. And then you go to the bathroom and you see there's, like, cum inside of you, and, like, he'd come and he just didn't say anything. What would you do? You know what I mean, though? Like, that's a situation where you're like, wow, why didn't he warn me? Like,
I would maybe say something.
Right.
I'm the worst.
No, that's not bad. I think you have to say, like, if you don't say something in that situation, at least say, like, oh, did you come? You know?
Yeah.
Or, like, did you just...
Yeah, I would ask. I'd be like, I think this is where I go wrong in my relationships. Like, did I do something wrong? Like, I ask every question. Yeah. It really doesn't. It's not.
I think
it doesn't.
To be curious.
Yeah. I'm very honest, and I'm very, like, I have a million questions.
I think people are a lot of people are looking for someone like that.
Yeah. I don't know. I over-communicate. I got scolded for it with the last guy I was seeing. Oh, he really didn't like it.
Like, over-communicate, meaning text too much, or just, like, say how you're feeling too often?
Say how I'm feeling too often. He wasn't into
like,
it.
I was like, what's an example? Like, you'd text him and be like, I'm thinking of you, like, love you.
No. No. We weren't, like, we weren't anything, really. We were just seeing each other for a very long time. Mm-hmm. With no title, which frustrated the hell out of me. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to think of a specific moment where he kind of freaked out. I don't know. I guess maybe I asked him if he was seeing other people. I might have even told him, I don't care if you see other people, but I'm not going to, or something like that. And he was just like, I don't talk about my feelings this much. Like, I think he was like, hold on. He was looking for a sex relationship, I think. And so he didn't want to communicate about things.
Yeah.
And he's a pretty honest person.
Yeah.
I didn't think he realized how rude that was and like wildly insensitive.
Totally.
But, yeah, he kind of, and then I didn't want to talk to him because I was like, I don't know what I can say that's, like, not over-communicating. Like, what can we talk about? Like, I told him, very personal things, and, like, maybe I just shouldn't have gone there.
Yeah, I think, and I was just talking about this with my friend, like, it's so important to have, not to play games as much as to just not show all of your cards.
Mm-hmm. I do that.
And like, there's a difference between like being upfront and honest, which is like, it sounds like are some of your best qualities, and like telling someone who doesn't deserve it too much.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Right. Yeah, it's super. It's hard. I freaked him out by telling him.
It's funny though. As I get older, I like reveal less and less about myself.
I'm practicing.
Like, I was like when I was 23, I was so. I was so like that, you know. I would also compliment guys all the time. I'd never do that anymore. I remember I said to a guy that I was dating, "You're perfect," and Ooh. He was like, "I know." It was such a weird thing to say too, and I have no idea how it came up or what the context was. But I was like, I think he did something great for me or something that like or like found tickets to something. Mm-hmm. I was like, "Oh my god, you're perfect," and he was like, "No, I'm not. Trust me." And I was like, whoa.
Yeah.
And obviously I'm like 23, so I'm like, ha, who cares, like, if he said that, like, he doesn't mean it. And he fully meant it, and like, I just like couldn't see it because like I feel like we're just so much more optimistic, like.
Yeah I
actually was talking about like with a friend how guys can literally say something so outright up front and they fully mean it, and girls will be like, no, like, that's not exactly what he means. I remember a guy once said to me, "I hate you so much," in like a joking way, and I actually said to my therapist, "I think he loves me," because he brought hate up.
That's amazing.
And hate is an extreme emotion that has to do with love.
Right. I mean, sure, you're not wrong.
I think I was very wrong. He like literally took me to like coffee chat and like told me he didn't want to marry me like 2 weeks later.
You wanted to marry him?
No, that was the most fucked up part.
Like, wait a second.
This was a guy. Okay, this was a guy I wasn't even dating. Like, I mean, I was dating, but I wasn't exclusive with. I was hooking up with other people also. We just like were consistent for a little while. And then all of a sudden one day, he asked me to go to lunch. We go to lunch and we have a normal lunch where he doesn't bring anything up. And then after lunch, we're like walking back to my apartment and he's like, "I just like need to bring this up because like I just feel bad if like I let it go on any further. Like, I really don't think that like we're going to get married. Like, we're going to end up together.
That's
like,
so
you
extreme.
Don't check off like some of the boxes like that I have," which is a whole other story. Guys should never have boxes.
Boxes, no.
And I was just like, what?
This guy sounds.
I was like,
this
we
guy
are.
Sounds a little crazy.
I was like, we're exclusive.
Yeah.
Like, I've been. Like,
that
I didn't
doesn't
realize.
Sound like that was on you. He sounds like he was a really bad.
It was really crazy. It was really crazy.
I
it
would
went
understand.
From zero to 100.
Yeah, I totally understand why you thought maybe he loved you if he said he hated you.
Right.
I get it.
That was a psycho. but anyway, what's the worst date you've ever been on?
I've only been on one bad date.
Let's hear it.
And it was only because there was nothing wrong with him. Mm-hmm. This is really uninteresting, honestly. There was nothing wrong with him. I just wasn't into him. He was mm-hmm. boring, and we had like a nice dinner. Mm-hmm. And then I just was like, I'm not interested. That was it. It was just like, it was good conversation. We talked about books like pretty much the entire time. There was no spark, and I think I was really exhausted. It's just...
You're lucky, honestly. That's a good bad date.
Yeah, I haven't been on any bad dates.
Are you on any of the dating apps? Because obviously you're a little bit younger, and like I know, I just feel like the younger the person is, the less likely they are to be on a dating app.
I was on Raya. Mm-hmm. I have it turned off right now, but I haven't gotten rid of it.
Yeah.
I haven't used it in a really long time. Mm-hmm. So I just kind of like deactivated it, I guess. Mm-hmm. Other than that, no. I downloaded the League. I never used it. Mm-hmm. I like to stick to the like really exclusive ones that you need to be like accepted
totally. To. Yeah, I'm feeling that vibe.
Just because I also think that there are probably less creeps on it.
You'd be surprised. So like I had the same attitude about dating apps when I became single and downloaded them, and I was so wrong. It was only the Raya and the League guys who were creepy, and it was like Hinge and Bumble people who were normal.
Really?
I'm telling you.
My cousin met someone on Bumble. And they're married now.
Oh, my God.
I know. And I'm the only person that knows that they met on Bumble.
Wait, why? What do they tell people?
They met in a Starbucks because that's where they first met each other. Like, that's where they had their first meetup.
Oh, my God. Wait, only one? You're literally the only one person that knows that?
Yeah.
So, well, that goes to my question. Like, would you lie if you met someone on Bumble? Like, I'm dating someone now that I met on Bumble. And, like, he's amazing.
You are?
Yeah.
I love that. Yeah. I mean, no,
it's not like exclusive.
No, I like to hear success stories about dating apps. I think that they're totally legitimate, like real thing.
No,
we need
like
to accept it.
Super hot. Like, I don't know how we would have met otherwise because he works really hard and like I'm so busy all the time. And so it's like kind of great, you know?
I think it's awesome. I don't think that there's anything wrong with
dating
app.
I agree, but
two
like
guys.
At the same time, I might lie about it too.
Yeah.
If it like went further.
I don't know. I don't think so. I don't think there's anything wrong with it. I dated two guys.
Yeah.
Short-lived relationships, but like one of the guys lived in Philly.
From an app.
Yeah, from mm-hmm. Raya. Mm-hmm. I've only ever met anyone off Raya.
I actually stalk a couple sometimes on Instagram, and I found out recently they met on Raya, and they have babies now.
No way.
How crazy is that?
See,
and the app
cute.
Is 2 years old,
and
too.
It's really cute. Yeah. That's a little fast. But that's awesome.
Yeah.
I think it's awesome. I don't think there's anything wrong with dating. I found one of my ex... Actually, I didn't find it because I don't have Bumble, but a friend of mine found one of my exes on Bumble. And he was younger mm-hmm. than me, and she screenshotted it and sent it to me, and he wrote that he was, like, 35. And I was like, no one in their right mind is going to believe that you're 35. You don't even have facial
Wait,
hair. Like,
people will believe that. That's, like, some catfish shit.
I thought so, too, and I sent it to him, and I was like, you're so fucking creepy.
That's so creepy.
I know. It's super creepy. He claims that it was unintentional, that there was some, like... Maybe he connected it with his Facebook or something, and the age on Facebook said that he, you know, I don't know.
That shady.
Like, that's
very
just
shady
really,
and bizarre.
Yeah, really creepy.
What do you think about staying friends with exes? Is that something that you're interested in or not really?
Yeah. One of my exes is one of my best friends. Mm-hmm. It took a really long time to get there.
Yeah.
But... I don't know. They say that people who stay friends with their exes are, like, really sick in the head. Like,
really? Who
yeah.
says that? Wait, that's crazy.
I mean, I feel like that's just... It's
I mean,
so, that's
I think
I've
if
heard.
You stay close with your exes, maybe. But, like, if you stay friendly with them...
I'm really like close with one of them. But I feel like we always should have just been friends.
That's different. That's
like,
different.
We never should have gone into dating. He was a terrible boyfriend and an amazing friend.
Yeah.
So he just like, he cheated on me. Like, so he just, he's not a monogamous person.
Right.
He has not had a relationship since we broke up, which is probably that, 7 years ago.
Monogamy, not to get so deep, but is natural?
No. It takes a lot of effort to be monogamous.
Let's ask right now. Let's put a poll up. Okay. Do you think monogamy is natural? What do you mean it takes a lot? Like, you have to really like someone, or it takes a lot, like, society-wise?
I mean, relationships are hard work, and I think that people, it's a struggle to be monogamous, and especially, like, now, social media, I think, makes it really hard, not to be monogamous, but to, like, not be looking and, like, not to be tempted.
Of course.
It's very easy to get tempted these days.
But, like, what's wrong with being tempted? Like, I was having this conversation recently, and the person I was talking to about it was saying that monogamy is bullshit, and it's just, like, the societal thing that, like, occurred years ago. And, like, because, like, we were watching these, like, Disney princess movies where guys are, like, one way.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, you know what I mean? Like, why is cheating bad? Why is being with one person good necessarily? Like, that's what's so crazy to me. Like, there's not...
Yeah, I'm not entirely all for monogamy.
Yeah.
I don't know. I want to be in a relationship. Like, I want to have someone that I care about and who cares about me. Like, I want to have, like, a person.
Yeah.
I think that it's really only important for your kids.
Yeah.
I don't think that kids would be able to understand, like, a polyamorous
Do you know any people in a polyamorous relationship?
No, I don't.
I actually do.
You do?
Yeah.
And how is it? Does it work well?
I don't know the details, but I'm definitely going to invite him to come on the show, for sure.
Yeah, that's for awesome. Sure. I think that if you are confident in your relationship enough to do that, then that's great, and you should do that. I don't think I'm that kind of person.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to share.
So what is a guy, I feel like this is a question that I'm asking on behalf of literally all the guys out there. Like, a guy is out and he sees you at a bar. How does he get your attention? Like, what is something that works?
Yeah, I'm not very nice when I'm out, to be honest. Like, I don't think I look very welcoming. Like,
I feel like you're intimidating, like, even to me, an older girl.
Are you crazy? Oh my God. No, I don't like being hit on. I really don't. I find it, like, offensive in a way.
So how is a guy supposed to,
I think I'm doing myself, how do you say it? Say it. Doing yourself an injustice?
Yeah, a little bit.
Am I a little brain dead?
No. It's really hard to find the word when you're, like, being recorded.
Got this little part. Okay. I think I'm doing myself an injustice by not letting guys approach me. Like, who knows? They could easily be very nice guys. Totally. I just think, if a guy approaches you in a bar, it's clearly a very superficial thing. You know, it's, like, immediately based off how I look.
Yeah, you're right. So then if you're saying that, then it sounds like you'd prefer to meet a guy online because it's not as superficial. They, like, know a little bit more about you from a profile.
Yeah, I tend to, like, date people I already know, which also is not very good. Those relationships haven't worked out. I need to, like, meet new people, but I like to meet people first.
You're staying in your comfort zone.
Yeah, but I like to meet people first, get to know them, and then decide if I want to, like, not have a friendship with them. I want to have more than a friendship with them. Like,
so if a guy wants you, I'm speaking for you, but tell me if I'm wrong, he has to be your friend first, it sounds like.
Yeah, I would say my most successful relationships were
least.
That. Yeah, yeah, that was
so
the
that
case.
You guys can get to know each other and you can decide at your own pace if you want to make it more than that.
Yeah, anyone that I've just, like, slept with and then continued to sleep with, I could feel that this was going nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they got what they want. This is how guys are. I really believe this. Like, they got what they want. They're having sex with me. They don't have to hang out so much. Like guys are immature like that. Yeah. I come across guys like that.
What's
way
the longest
too often.
You made a guy wait to have sex? And, like, did it pay off, or was it, like, kind of pointless in the end? You know, like, you know how we do that sometimes.
Yeah, I dated this guy who I met on Raya, who was, like, way too pretty. Like, he was, like, gorgeous.
He was, like, like he could have been like an androgynous. He could have been a woman also because his features were so beautiful.
Yeah.
Type of thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He's like literally gorgeous. Mm-hmm. And I made him wait, I think 2 months.
2 months?
Yeah.
That is so long.
It worked. It was great.
Yeah.
Yeah. We had like a lot of fun.
But what was
the problem? I didn't even like give him head or anything.
Wow.
I was kind of testing my own limits with this because, mm-hmm. like, I met him on Raya and I wasn't taking it too seriously. And I was like, this will be fine, you know? Like, mm-hmm. I think I probably had sex with someone else in that time.
Well, I hope so.
Yeah.
This is a long time.
Yeah, it is a really long time. I'm not, like...
No, it's not that bad.
Yeah, I, like, sex too much to wait that long. I'm pretty positive I had sex with someone else. But I made him wait.
Mm-hmm.
We had a good relationship while it lasted. And then it just kind of faded out. He did some weird shit. He didn't show up to New Year's. How fucked up is that? That's what happened.
That is so fucked up.
I was in Aspen with friends. Thank God I was with friends.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't show up. And he started... Oh, my God. This is actually a crazy story. He started posting on Instagram that he was in Miami with another girl.
No.
It was out of control. I was like, I've never seen anything like this in my life.
Who is this idiot? Is he younger?
Yeah.
Well, that's younger. The problem.
He's younger.
Crazy.
And he's a model, and then I will never date a pretty boy again.
Never. Never.
Too into himself.
And, like, models
he started dating, like, an heiress dumb. And was just, oh, like, God. I was like, you're so pathetic, it hurts.
Why does every model start dating an heiress? That's, like, a new thing. Remember that guy who, like, was dating the Topshop heiress?
That's the girl he was with.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Wait. Oh, my God.
It was that
guy? It was that
guy? No, it wasn't that guy. No, it wasn't. It was
Wait,
a different
so
guy.
That heiress is like obsessed with models, yeah. clearly.
Yeah, and she's not very cute, can I be honest?
Well, duh,
like
she's
not
heinous. That's why she's yeah. like she's literally being a sugar mama
yeah.
to models.
No, she is. And I was like, oh, surprise, surprise.
Speaking of sugar mamas, like I was talking to a friend the other day and she has a friend that is on some website where you get arranged for only like financial gain with like sugar daddies essentially, and like you don't have to fuck them if you don't want to.
I saw this app on my ex's phone, and I was like, "That's fucking
disgusting."
Wait,
what's it called?
I don't remember. I don't remember the name of it, but mm-hmm. literally the description, like in the app store, is like, "Rich men meet young hot." Like it's like it sounds like an escort service. It's like
yeah,
millionaire
no, those
men.
Things,
like
those
meet.
Things are full on. And
it's
like,
unbelievable. I was like, you're on this.
Yeah,
it's and crazy. It's expensive. It's like a very
well,
expensive.
App. Very expensive, but also like it's expensive for these guys. Like these guys have to have a lot of money to be on it, and like they right. like basically there's no difference from hooking up with a normal guy and hooking up with a guy from this app who pays your rent,
right?
And is a little older, like. Doesn't it sound crazy? I said to my friend, I was like, this would be, like, we should all do this. It's just that, like, we have dignity.
Right.
You know, that's the only problem.
No, it's sick. I was shocked that he was on. I was like, are you really this sad and pathetic that you're on this?
Yeah.
Like, I downloaded it as a joke. I'm like, mm-hmm.
There's actually another app that I have to pull up because I forgot the exact name. I sent to my friend recently, and it blew my mind. It's a threesome app.
No.
Mm-hmm. And it's called Field, Dating for Curious, Open-Minded Couples and Singles. And basically you can, like, get solicited for a threesome with a couple or ask to join a couple.
That's crazy. I heard you say that you have been. I've never been asked.
Really? I'm shocked.
I would like to be asked.
I'm shocked that you've never been asked. I'll tell you why right now. It's because you're so unapproachable when you're out. That's literally the only reason.
I want someone to ask me.
Someone definitely will. Someone definitely will.
Listening.
Yeah, any hot couples out there,
hit
definitely
me
hit Julia up. It doesn't mean that
DMs.
She's going to say yes, but it's just
yeah.
nice. It's flattering.
Right.
It's flattering.
Yeah.
I feel like we've covered a lot. I'm just going to make sure there's nothing else that's interesting that we can talk about. Have you ever been, like, canceled on a date or, like, rescheduled on? And, like, if that happens, obviously you don't follow up, right?
No, I've never been canceled on. I usually am the one canceling. Because I have such bad anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
I'll cancel for that reason. I need to be feeling it mm-hmm. that day. If I'm not feeling it, I can't do it. But no, I've never been canceled on, but if I were, I would not follow up. Certainly not.
Yeah, agreed. What do you think about shy guys?
I think it's sweet. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, if they're shy to the point where it's awkward, that's one thing. But I think it's sweet. I like a guy who's a little bit shy.
I have to ask you because we just talked about it in the last one. And you don't have to answer if you don't feel comfortable. But do you watch porn?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I knew. So everyone fucking watches porn.
Everyone watches porn. I think everyone watches porn.
100% everyone. Anyone who doesn't is bad at sex.
Yeah. I agree. No, I like porn a lot. I'm just going to go into detail, but I won't.
No, don't go into detail. What's your favorite subject in porn?
I like, oh God. I hope my mom never hears this.
Hopefully she won't. Love lesbian porn or something?
Yeah, I do. I really like lesbian porn. Yeah,
girls love lesbian porn.
I like girl on girl, and I like really hardcore porn.
Yeah. Do you like, when we're talking girl, okay, wow. When we're talking girl on girl, are we talking like two girls who are friends who are just like experimenting? Or are we talking like a similar dominating like secretary and like her boss, like two women? Or like, you know what I mean? Like which one of those appeals to you more?
I like the secretary and boss scenario.
So you like the dominating stuff?
Yeah.
What are the two, dom and sub? Are you more dom or sub?
Yeah, I like to be dominated.
Okay.
But I also like to switch it up.
Huh. That's a great balance.
Mm-hmm.
I like that. Do you, actually, I have a question, and this might be too sexual, and we can totally not go into it if it is. But I know people, and possibly this is something that I have as well, that it's really easy to have an orgasm when I'm on top in sex, but other than that, it's not really, it's pretty much impossible. Is that a thing that you or any of your friends have experienced, or, and like we could also totally not talk about
it? No, I agree. I have an easier time having an orgasm on top, for sure. I don't like come often, or like, yeah, guys have a hard time with me. I feel like I was seeing one guy who would yell at me like come, and I couldn't do it because he was yelling at me, and I'd be like, shut up, like.
That's not how you make someone come.
A lot of pressure on me. Yeah. And I never, that's one thing I actually never like told him, that I really don't like that. I really don't like that. He'd like yell at me to do it, and I couldn't do it because he was yelling at me. It wasn't a hot kind of yelling. It was like,
it's not like, oh, I want to
hurry up and do it already. I'm like, yeah.
No, that's crazy. Girls sometimes do that to guys too, and definitely does not help.
Yeah. I have a hard time orgasming any other position.
Do you believe in soulmates?
Yes. No. I don't know. Oh, God. I don't know. Okay, I'm going to tell you this very strange thing that happened to me twice. My friends used to go to this kid's comedy show all the time. And my roommate would show me pictures of him and, like, talk to me about him. And I said to her, never introduce me to this kid because I'm going to, like, fall in love with him. I just, like, know it. Like, he had met my dogs, and, like, they were telling me stories about him meeting my dogs. And I was like, I don't think I ever want to know this person. So I ended up in an unavoidable situation where we met.
Yeah.
And we started, like, dating immediately that day. And it was just the strangest thing. There was no reason. He didn't know about me. There was no reason that, like, he would like me back. We became completely obsessed with each other to this day. We're, like, still very obsessed with each other. But I just, like, there was something about him that I knew that if I ever met him, it was going to be problematic. Beginning. Yeah, and it's been, like, 3 years now, and we're still, like,
still on and off.
Totally obsessed with each other. I
fully believe in that.
Yeah, and it's happened to me twice. I met another guy, and I was, like, I think I would really like this person. Mm-hmm. Based off really nothing, just like a gut feeling.
No, I totally agree. So is like, that a soulmate? Not only, I don't know if that's a soulmate as much as you were meant to be something or meet that person or like, I don't know, have a relationship of some sort with them. Sometimes I meet people, and I have a similar feeling, more so that I'm just going to, like, have them come up again in my life.
Right.
And then they usually do,
mm-hmm.
which is crazy. Do you have any fantasies? Like, are we going back to, like, dom stuff? Or, like, or, like, even just something like, like having sex in, like, the Empire State Building, overlooking, like, I don't know.
I really want to meet a... Oh, God. Okay. I really want to meet a girl that I'm interested in sexually.
Huh.
I have considered going back on Raya just for girls.
Because you want to have, like, a lesbian experience?
Yeah, I want to... I don't want to have, like, an emotional relationship with this mm-hmm. person. I don't think I'm capable of that.
Just sexual.
Yeah. I think it would be really fun and, like, distracting from guys, which is something that I need right now because
totally.
I can't. I'm not like in, like, the headspace. Like a
Samantha in Sex and the City.
Yeah. I'm not right now in the headspace to be in a relationship.
Is there a Grindr for lesbians?
I don't know. That's a really good question. Yeah, let us know.
Also, I have a friend who is looking for something similar. She has a boyfriend, and I don't think that she is a lesbian necessarily, as much as she wants to also have a sexual experience with a girl.
Right.
So I will see if you're interested after.
Oh, my God.
We also have a lesbian coming on the show soon, so we can talk about lesbian dating. So maybe that will be... Maybe you can learn where to meet that person.
Yeah. Yes.
Have you ever been to a lesbian bar?
No.
And have you ever told a guy that you want that?
I think so. Yeah. Yes, I have.
Was he turned off, turned on, neutral?
Yeah, no, he wasn't down. He didn't like it at all. He was trying to date me. And he was like, are you kidding me?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he wasn't down. Also, I think that guys have this insecurity about girls with other girls because,
yeah.
I mean, I've had sex with girls and I've had a much, like, those moments stand out in my head.
When you say you've had sex with girls, like, you've gone down on girls and been gone down on and scissored.
No, I've never scissored. I've never scissored. I don't
find that very... to me, I feel like it's sex for girls.
Yeah, no, I don't know. I don't know what actually.
Yeah, well, I guess it's the closest to intercourse.
Like, what is the point? I don't see that. Like, that doesn't seem like it feels good. I don't get it. Maybe I have to try it. Don't knock it before you try it. Yeah, man, I don't know.
Exactly. You never know.
Yeah, I don't know. I've never scissored. I've never, like, found that very appealing, but maybe we'll consider it. I don't know. Oh, my God.
I'm dead. But, no, so you were saying that you've had sex with a girl.
Yeah, and it's been really good and a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that, like, girls know what they want, so they know what to do to other girls. You know what I mean?
Totally.
Like, so I think guys get a little insecure about that because some guys don't exactly know. Like, I've had guys do stuff to me, and I've been like, this doesn't feel good. You're totally missing it. Like,
you say that?
Okay. It depends on the person.
Yeah, like, guys finger girls one of two ways. And I've talked about this with my friends. They either, like, let's say that I'm touching your knee. Right. Let's say your knees, your vagina. They either, like, pitter-patter around it and, like, on it, which mm-hmm. is so weird. And it makes me, like, they're like, pitter-patter, like, patting it almost. And it makes me wonder, like, what girl in your past was like, no, like, no, don't do that. Just pitter-patter. Like, just, like... Just, like, pat it and, like, you know what I mean? Because guys always only do things based on what girls in the past liked.
Yeah.
So that always is weird. And then there's the second, which is the guy who, like, goes up and, like, does a whole thing, which is so much better.
Right.
So much better.
I've
had to push, like, a guy's, like, who was pitter
pattering. I sent a boyfriend a video from, like, Pornhub on, like, how to finger.
That's so smart. I've thought about sending guys videos.
How to finger to make a girl squirt.
Oh, can you do that?
If they do this.
Oh, anyone can squirt?
Yes.
Wait, really?
Yeah. I never knew. Really wanted to, so I looked it up.
Yeah.
You can look anything up. I looked it up and I found a really, like, really educational video. Yeah. And I sent it to him and he was like, all right, let's do it. And we did it and it worked.
Really?
Yeah, I've actually taught two guys that method.
Oh my God. We're going to talk about that right after this.
Yeah.
That's fascinating. Who knew that all girls could actually make themselves squirt?
Yeah, there's like a spot.
Wow. Mm-hmm. You need to like write a book on that. Not kidding. Like, no one knows that.
On all my sexual experiences.
Like, people think that there was like a separate section for like girls who can squirt. And it's like a very, like, very, very,
well,
like,
here's the thing. I don't
porn,
think,
like, okay. sexual, like,
I was going to say, I don't think that a guy's ever made me squirt, like, during sex, but that's not true.
How do you know?
Because it's happened. Like,
but, like, how can you tell it's happening if it's, like, there's a penis inside of you?
It comes out.
Like,
I push like out, over I push the penis? Him out.
Really? So that you can squirt?
Yeah. Oh, my God. People know so much about
I'm
me.
I'm dying.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Because,
like, if you feel it coming, you're like, all right, get out. Get out. Get out.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Is it ever pee instead?
No. No. I don't think. I peed on a guy once, but it wasn't during sex. It was in my sleep.
Oh, my God. That is amazing.
Yeah,
that
no, I don't think I've ever peed on anyone.
Well, now, everyone, if you want to learn how to squirt, Google teach myself how to squirt. It.
Or literally.
Is it a Pornhub video?
Yeah, you can look it up on.
What's it called?
I don't know, but you just type it in, like squirt tutorial or something. Tutorial
fingering. Hopefully everyone's Googling that right now at the office.
There are many videos that teach you how to do that.
Well, great. Awesome. Love it.
I found a lot of
videos. Love it. Well, thank you so much for joining us today. On that note,
one way to end it.
Literally, we're all gonna now find out how to make ourselves squirt. Mm-hmm. I honestly, why shouldn't we all know how? It's like guys can come, like we should have something equivalent.
100%.
Right?
It's way messier, but like
yeah, and then guys will know if we actually like were lying about coming or not.
Yeah. Oh my God, I lie all the time.
Really?
Yeah.
I never lie. I never, like, would want to make a guy feel good if, like, he shouldn't, you know?
Yeah. No, that's fair. I just, like, I have had guys feel really guilty, so I'm just, like...
You're just, like, oh, no, don't worry, I came.
Yeah.
Like, I just didn't say anything.
Telling guys that I don't come a lot makes them...
feel bad. No, yeah, I think, if anything, it'll give them, like,
motivation.
Like, a lot
of pressure, and I'm, like, oh, yeah. I don't want to feel all that pressure.
Yeah, that's nice of you, I guess.
I mean, if they figure it out, that's great.
Right.
But, like, the guy who yelled at me, he was, like, right. He knew that I had a hard time. Like, it's right. not, I don't come often. And he was just, like, he thought that maybe yelling at me would
help. What a psycho.
Like, I'm, like, I just don't.
Do I know that guy?
Yeah, you do.
Really? Okay, we'll talk about it. This is over. That's hilarious. I can't wait to find out. Thank you so much again, Julia.
Thank you. This is
fun.
And
I hope everyone has a great rest of your night or day.